Let's go.
The most energetic, fit, and stress-resilient people on the planet practice daily habits to keep their hormones balanced, their gut healthy, and their muscles and mind strong. Welcome to That Fitness Couple. We're Mike and Corey Beth Lepowski, founders of Pure Physique.
This podcast is designed to provide you with everything we've discovered and continue to discover about nutrition, training, and lifestyle. Today, we all live hectic lives.
So we've made it our mission to make your fitness time efficient and to build you up. Hope you share and enjoy. Let's dive into today's episode.
Let's go.
I was just out in California at a faith and business retreat with one of my amazing friends, Brooke. And while sitting at dinner with another group of really good friends, one of them turned and said, "Podcast you guys do is awesome. Love listening to you and Mike, but why aren't you talking about sex?" And it was like one of those mic drop moments where you're like, wait, what? And she proceeded to say, "You're doing this series on relationships. Why aren't you talking about the most important part of a relationship, which is sex?" So welcome to today's episode where we're going to talk about intimacy. And for my dad that's listening, you know, you did it too.
For my sister who's like, "I'm not sure I want to hear this." Or for any other clients who are like, "I am not sure I want you guys to go here."
Stay tuned. We're not going
to
be...
I was going to say tune out.
Oh, no, stay tuned. Listen, I think this is so important. And it's such an important thing to talk about, you know, because intimacy is such a huge piece of relationships. And the one thing that I always think about with you, Mike, is that our relationship is so important. And I look at, you know, other peers and they make their kids more important than their spouse. And the problem with that is at a certain point, your kids leave. Your kids are out on their own. You become this empty nester. And if you have not invested in your relationship with your spouse, what do you have? And that's why I think that we are both on the same page in placing great importance first on our relationship with God, then on our relationship with one another, and then our kids after that. And our kids are so important to us, but we're more important.
No, I completely agree. And I think that even before kids, we had come to that arrangement where we recognize, or at least we've seen in people that we knew, that when they had kids and those kids left, there was really not much left in terms of their relationship. And that's hard to watch people go through that. And we made a very clear decision right from the beginning that we would never allow that to happen. We would never allow either the kids or work or other relationships get in the way of our relationship, that does have to come first. And of course, yes, the intimacy plays a major role in how strong that relationship is and whether or not it's going to last the long term.
Well, let's start with the most important piece. And that way, you know, your sister and my dad can feel good about this conversation. And that is, you know, how staying fit impacts intimacy and really how couples can use their fitness to boost their connection. And I will just say, you know, for me, coming from a place where I was not in shape, I was 30 pounds overweight, I had all these digestive issues. You know, when you don't feel good in your body, you don't feel good emotionally. And the last thing that you want to do is get undressed, be naked, be intimate with your partner, because you're thinking about how uncomfortable you feel in your skin. And so for me personally, going down this path of becoming my fittest self, it makes the intimacy easier. It makes it better because I always say to women on the phone when we talk about this, you know, they're like, "I want to get fit for this reason and that reason." And inevitably, you know, the intimacy with their spouse comes up. And I ask, "Do you want the lights off? Do you not want to get undressed?" And they're like, "Oh my gosh, yes. How do you know that?" Right? I know that because I was there. And when we feel good about the body and the skin that we're in, that's really what matters. Our husband can say to us, like, you can say to me all day long, like, "Babe, you're beautiful, you're this, you're that." But if I don't feel that way, it doesn't matter. I have to feel that way about myself. And well, what about you?
Well, I think it does all come down to confidence. And when you're walking around in a body that you feel good about, and this is not about having the perfect body, looking like a model, you know, being in ideal shape. It's about being in a body that you feel good about, that you feel well functioning in. And when you feel well functioning in your body, well, then you start to present yourself in a different way. And I think that's really what you're getting at, is this all boils down to confidence. And we know that when we are more focused on our fitness, when we're seeing ourselves moving in the proper direction, I mean, we may not have even arrived yet to where we want to be, but in that process of getting there and seeing that we're making progress, our level of confidence rises. And then we do open ourselves up more to being more intimate with our partner. And I think that that's key in order to, again, drive that relationship.
Yeah, well, okay. So here's what I want to say here is intimacy and fitness and confidence. It's actually not about you. It has everything to do with me. You know, I have to feel good coming into and being in that place. And then what I know, at least from my partner, is your love language is physical touch. You know, so rub Mike's shoulders, rub Mike's feet. Not that anybody needs to know this, but like what I know is that that is so important to you. And I think that that's so important for all of us because what we've seen with couples we've worked with friends that we have, is we'll often express our love language in the way that we want it expressed to us. Meaning that Mike will come in and grab my waist in the kitchen and I'm like, no, I just want time together. Like, come out on the back deck and watch the stars with me. You know, that time is so important. And while it's not his favorite thing, go ahead.
It's a challenge. Like, why are we watching things in the sky that aren't moving or doing anything?
It's so amazing. What will happen is when we figure out, and you could just take a love languages test, guys, like literally go on Google, love language test, take it, it's free. You're able to express love in the way that your partner needs it rather than expressing it in the way that you want to receive it, because that really tends to be a big issue for, I think it's a stumbling block for a lot of people. So knowing that, that leads us down the path of wanting to be intimate, wanting to have sex with one another, right? Think for a lot of women, you know, their husband will be physical in a way because that's how he wants to receive love, and they kind of miss the mark. You know, so I really just want to encourage you. This is not relationship advice. Granted, we have been together for 13 years. I think we have an amazing relationship together. I think a lot of that has to do with putting God first. I think most of it has to do with putting God first. But figure out how your partner wants to receive love. And I would say that is the second step. Like, get yourself fit, because you can't fix anything if you're not fixed yourself. So work on yourself and then figure out what it is that your partner desires.
Well, and I just want to back up for just a moment, because you did ask me a question and I kind of skated around a little bit, which was, you know, how important does fitness mean to me in terms of being able to be intimate? And I think I'm going to speak for most men, where I would say it's not as much of an issue for us. I mean, if I have a gut, I don't care. I still want to have sex. You know, whereas women definitely, I know just based off of the conversations you've had with me about, you know, how this is an issue for a lot of women, there is definitely a difference there. But I'll still say that as a man, I mean, just feeling more vibrant, feeling more vigor, and having the energy is a big part of being able to be intimate and in that aspect of our relationship. Because, you know, we know too that there are a lot of people who, although they would like to have more sex, they would like to be more intimate, be closer, energy to do it just isn't there. Mm. And that is a big issue, I think, for guys, is that we get affected, as women do, but guys get affected hormonally when they're not keeping themselves in shape. And for men, it's the drop in testosterone. And that testosterone is really what drives our desire, our sexual desires. And if it's not there, then good luck, you know, being able to really to partake in that part of your relationship with your spouse.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about, I think one of the big reasons that couples don't have sex is that testosterone issue. And especially for men, it's testosterone and cortisol actually have an adverse relationship. So cortisol, our stress hormone, when that is chronically high, testosterone is chronically low. And it's such a chicken or the egg, because sex, I think for men, I'm going to speak for you, relieves stress, right? It's a stress mm-hmm. reliever. You feel better after it. But when you're in that place where your T is low and your cortisol is high, like, how do you get to that place? So what would you say to that?
That's a hard one for me to answer, because it's not really an issue, as you know. You know, but you do know that when I am stressed, what exactly it is that I need.
Yeah.
And because there is that tie-in in that relationship. And so whether it's high stress or high anxiety, I know that I need some form of release. And, you know, there's no better form of release than being intimate with you.
Well, and I think knowing that about one another, because I don't want anyone to get this jaded, like, and think that we have this perfect relationship and we have the perfect time that we have sex and the perfect time we work together. There's a lot of days where we don't even see each other for a majority of the day. And so we're not sitting here happily, like, side by side at our desks, having this perfect, you know, I love you, I love you, I love business, you know, like, we do have accelerated discussions. We do have disagreements. And there are times that he's working on something completely separate than me. But being in tune to your partner and being willing to give, right? Just for the sake of giving is important, because there's also times I don't feel like it. You know, I'm involved in something. I want to complete a task. My focus is on the kids, whatever it might be, or I'm just worried about something. I think worry stands in my way a lot, where I'm thinking or proliferating and I need to just move past. You know, I have strategies to do that, but it doesn't mean I'm immune. And so when that happens and I see he's stressed or he's kind of, pent up, for less of a better word, you know, I'm like, hey, let's go. And our friends, not that we talk about this publicly, but we have a couple of very close friends that are like, do you have sex during the day? And the answer to that is, yes, we do. It's the best time. I mean, I just think it's amazing. And I'm so grateful that we have that opportunity from time to time. But I'm willing to give that to him even when I don't feel like it. And I think for a lot of women, you know, I'm not suggesting that you violate your boundaries or your beliefs, or, you know, if you're really grieving something that like you have to go do this. But I just think as women, we do need to be more in tune to our partner in that way. So this is like my advice based on my personal experience, like just go do it. And honestly, even when I don't feel like it, I am glad after the fact that we did. I feel so much better.
Well, and also, I mean, I'm going to go here for a moment. It actually is biblical. You know, it states in the Bible, wives, do not keep this from your husbands. And in the same respect, husbands, do not keep this from your wives, because truly, you know, sex is a gift from God. And that's exactly how we view it. And I know that is probably not a path that anybody thought we'd go down, but truthfully, it is. And in those moments, or after those moments, you know, I can literally look up and be like, thank you, God.
Thank you, God, that I have a wife that's willing to give me what I need.
Absolutely. I mean, that truly is a blessing. But when you think about it, I mean, nothing that feels that good could possibly come from anywhere else. I mean, that's, again, that is our position on it. But I think that when we take a step back, just to go, you know, continue on this conversation that you're having about needs, right? There are certain needs. And as men, we're sitting there at times and we're saying, hey, this is just what I need because I feel pent up, because I need some form of release. You are great at recognizing that and helping me through that. But in the same respect, men, you know, we also have to recognize when she has a need. And usually the way that this shows up for Corey Beth and I are two very different needs. And her need is, I need you to comfort me for a while. I need to feel you close to me. I need to hear sweet nothings. And then we can proceed. And I get that. And so the important part, though, is communication, because she can look at me, or I could just simply go to Corey Beth and say, this is what I need right now. And vice versa. She could come to me and say, this is what I need right now. And it might not have anything to do with sex as the end game. It just might be, this is how I need you. And I think that when we respect each other in that way, when we're willing to do what the other person needs, not just always be selfish about our own needs, I think that's what starts to help a relationship grow. That it's, you know, I give, I take. You give, you take. And it really is coming from this place of love. And because of that, I mean, it's what ultimately makes the relationship grow.
Hey, we hope you're enjoying our show and finding it valuable. If you could do us a quick favor, it would mean the world to us. Please take a moment to rate and review our podcast on your favorite platform. Your reviews help us reach more people and share our message. Plus, we'd love to hear your feedback. Thanks for being awesome and supporting us. Now, back to the show. Well, and I think I just need right here your confirmation, because a lot of people don't believe that I say to you, like, Mike, what I need is for you to tell me amazing things about myself, or what I need is for you to tell me sweet nothings. I think I've actually used that word jokingly before. Like, can you please tell people, do I literally ask you for that?
You literally ask me for it. And it's always the most uncomfortable thing for me to do. I'm like, okay, all right, I got to get myself into the frame of mind, because, you know, when we're saying those things as men, as we are projecting those things onto our wives, usually it's in a moment where something took place, right? Or we recognize something and we're overcome with this need to relay or communicate, I should say, that message to her about how impressed we are or what we think about her. But asking me to do it on command is not an easy thing to do. And so just in the same way that if I'm expressing to you, hey, this is what I need right now, and you don't want to do it, right? That's not at the top of your list. you know, you still find a way to make it through. And then vice versa, when I'm in that place, it might take me a moment or two to think, and, you know, I might have to start off small and then build from there. But like anything else, all of a sudden, then it does start flowing. And when it's all said and done, am I glad that I listened to you and provided for your needs in that moment? Yeah, absolutely.
I love that so much. And I want to stop right here and say, hey, we didn't just arrive here. This was a conscious relationship that we both decided was important and one that we wanted to grow and build. And so we have had coaches and mentors. I even think back to when we went and coached with an NLP coach, which is neuro-linguistic programming. And it helped us to really be able to say, like, hey, what is it that you need from me? And not to sit there and wait for an answer, but say, like, get back to me tomorrow. You know?
Well, can I also say why we went to that person was because we were fighting like crazy. And the fights were
nasty.
Yeah, they were nasty. They were ugly. And it's just interesting that, you know, there were two ways we could have gone at that point. We recognized that there was something to this relationship. And by far, it was not perfect. But there was something there. And I think that that's what we both saw. It may not at that moment been either of our ideal relationship, but we saw that there was something in the other person that we liked and that we knew we could build a relationship. And we just made the decision then that instead of the route where we let's break up again and let's just, you know, separate from one another, we decided, hey, let's go into this full on and see if we could resolve it. And so we made the decision to go see somebody. I think I was the one who came to you with the individual because I recognized it was probably one of those fights where I was wrong, did something absolutely terrible. And I was like, I got to make up for this. And I got to make sure that I do it in a way that I'm not just coming with some empty promise or some empty I'm sorry, you know, with nothing to back it up. It was, I got to come with a solution because also that's just the man in me. I got to come with a solution. And I knew that, or at least I hoped this solution would be an acceptable one to her. And when we did go see that particular doctor, it was wonderful because, you know, it gave us a chance to sit with somebody who was, you know, a party that was, didn't know us, had nothing to do with us, right? But could just see that there is a way to resolve the problem that you're having right now. And then he just walked us through the process, which we've continued to put into practice since then. And that goes back about 12 years ago. So that was really early in our relationship. I mean, we were not engaged. Yeah. We had just been dating for, I think, over a year, maybe a year and a half at that moment. And we decided that, you know what, if this is worth working on, then let's start working on it now.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should have started here. Like we had nasty, nasty, nasty fights. Like I think people look at us, like especially our friends and peers and colleagues today, they're like, oh, great relationship. But yeah, it definitely did not start that way. And I think the biggest reason for me personally was I was carrying, as we all do, baggage, old patterns, and old beliefs. And so, you know, I think it's important. Like when you would go away, my thought was he's cheating on me because that had happened to me so many times before. And so it was just like, well, when your boyfriend goes away, you're being cheated on and that's what's happening. And so I'd call him, he'd be on a business trip and I'm like, what are you doing? Who's there? You know, and I think
I'm in a conference room right now.
Listen, I was messed up, right? And I'm not saying like I'm a victim of that at all. Like I totally did messed up things back where like I would run away or leave or not, you know, be there or say hurtful things. So, you know, I love when people are like, you know, I was treated so poorly. Well, what did you do back? You know, like, what did you do back? And so those are some of the things that I did to you because of what I was used to. And that had to go because guess what? That wasn't not just going to serve me in this relationship. That was never going to serve me. And I think it's important for us even to recognize those things inside of ourselves. Like, hey, what patterns are you having or displaying? Because we'd get in a fight and I'd take off in my car. We'd get in a fight or in a pass. I'd get in a fight and I would leave. And it's so insane that we're actually having this podcast recording today. Not yesterday, did we have an accelerated discussion? And what did I say to you? I want to get in my car.
Oh, yeah.
And go for a drive. Mm-hmm. Right? Because even 13 years later, guys, that's still old patterning. But even though that patterning still exists in my brain, it is so weak because I've worked so hard on that with Mike and for Mike and for our relationship. That did I go for a drive?
No, you didn't. And it also took me doing something that I'm not the best at. Everybody probably recognizes by now, I'm the closed off one. And so it required me to open up about what I was actually feeling so that we could get into a real discussion. Whereas in the past, I think I would have just been super defensive in that moment and said, go, you know, go. And yeah, I mean, it is amazing to look back and just to see that, you know, everything has come a really long way. And in there, just to sort of tie this back in, though, to the intimacy piece, every part of our relationship, we've had to have a discussion about and be really true about what each other wants. Like, what are our wants? And I think that there's nothing wrong with having wants or having non-negotiables. I mean, if sex for you, you know, every Sunday morning or Saturday night is a non-negotiable or is something that you really want, why shouldn't you have a conversation about that?
Well, and I think the way to approach that is not, hey, wifey, here's what I need. You know, it's because I know there's somebody wondering, like, how do you even have that conversation? And it is to go to your partner and be like, hey, can we have time exclusively just you and I this Saturday night, right? And plan out that space and that time so that you can sit down and never begin the conversation with, here's what I need. I mean, I'm very turned off by just even friends like that. They don't exist in my space or sphere anymore. It's, hey, you know, I've been thinking about how we can best serve each other. What do you need? Like, how can I best support you in your day, in your life, in our intimacy? Like, what is it that you need that I can give to you? Because I want to. And to genuinely mean that. I mean, that I think just opens the gateway for such a powerful conversation that we wouldn't be able to have otherwise. And if you're on the receiving end of that, you better turn around and be like, and what can I do for you? You know, what can I do for you? And having those conversations, Mike and I, has created a space and a relationship that we are so happy to be in.
You could tell who the emotionally intelligent one is.
Yes.
I come across as caveman. This is what I need, woman. And then you're like, let's create a safe space to speak where nobody can hear us. And I'm tending to your needs and you're tending to mine. The way that, again, yes, I am very bullet pointed sometimes in the way that I explain things. I just really believe that it is important to have those conversations and to literally have that list. You know, it might be a mental list, but that list in your head of like, hey, yeah, these are the things that would really make me feel good about our relationship. These are the things that would just make me feel good about myself within our relationship. And these are the things that I need when, or I like, when I'm in a certain place. And then from there, it is nothing but nonstop work in trying to recognize those moments. And of course, in the past 13 years, there's been probably more failures of recognizing, oh, wait, we talked about that. And, you know, we decided we were going to do this. There's been more of those moments missed and then having had to bring it up before we finally got to a place, at least in that particular situation, to recognize, oh, wait, this is what's happening. This is what I need to do. And, you know, it does sound very mechanical in a way, but I don't think there's also anything wrong with that. I mean, this is how you do ultimately arrive within a relationship where, you know, each person really feels as if they're getting from that relationship what they put into it, as well as getting out of it exactly what had been decided between the two of you.
Yeah. Well, I think the way we can wrap this up is take care of yourself. You know, take care of yourself because no one else is going to. Take care of yourself because you matter. And take care of yourself because that really is where that outer confidence comes from. It's an inner work. It's an inner job. And quite frankly, even if you're still working on skills or habits or your job or even relationships, when you feel good in the vehicle that you're approaching all of those things with, somehow those things feel figure outable. And once you work on yourself because you're important, then you can work on the relationship and you can have communication and conversations that may otherwise feel uncomfortable. And if you truly care about the needs of your partner, and gosh, if you're in that relationship, I hope that you do, be willing to give without expectation. Be willing to give whatever it is that you know that person needs. And even if you don't get back what it was that you hoped, you know, I don't go into the bedroom and say, okay, I'm going to have sex with my husband and I hope I get flowers the next day. That is not how it works. Be willing to give without receiving. And what will happen through those conversations is you'll also get what you need. you'll also get it. And so I don't know if there's any closing thoughts that you have here, but I want to encourage you, if you're in a relationship that's worth working on, work on it.
I think that's beautifully said. And the only other thing that I would add, I think it's going to probably be for another episode at some later time, but when we start to really think about in terms of taking care of ourselves, I mean, what are the things that we should be doing that are going to make us feel better about ourselves? And I think most of it's pretty obvious to everyone here with regards to better nutrition, better exercise, better sleep. But I think at some point I would love to go a little bit deeper on those things and talk about how they actually affect sexual desire and intimacy between people.
Thanks for tuning in. If you're a busy working parent like us, you understand the daily challenges. Our mission is to make exercise and nutrition simple and exciting, helping you and your family thrive even on the busiest days. We've got a fantastic free 5-day online challenge that's tailor-made for super busy people like you.
If you like a high-vibe workout environment with professional coaching, swing by one of our franchise studios for a free intro workout.
Check the show notes for details or head on over to purephysique.com when you have a moment. We know those moments are rare.
Until next time, lift weights, eat meat, and never forget, you were created on purpose for a purpose. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex, baby.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.